Now, was this analysis triggered by breast cancer events or deaths?
This was triggered two ways, distant recurrence and deaths from all causes. Now, as far as distant recurrences are concerned, we got our power calculations correct, and there was sufficient power to detect what turns out to be a significant difference. Now, for overall survival, our power calculations turn out to be wrong, because I think we'd overlook the fact that because it was a good prognostic group and because it was an elderly group, the overall survival analysis is diluted out by deaths from other causes before breast cancer recurrence.
So there were two things that had to happen in order to do this analysis. You had to have enough distant recurrences and overall deaths.
Yes.
I see. So is it your take then that there were enough breast cancer deaths to determine what the impact would be on overall survival?
I think we can predict with a fair degree of precision breast cancer survival. We will eventually see a significant difference in breast cancer deaths. I can't see any reason why not. There's already that trend which is close to significance. But whether that will translate into overall survival is the question. And it's not that I'm concerned about toxic side effects contributing to other causes of death. I think we know enough about the drug not to be worried about that. But that simply the effect of preventing breast cancer deaths might be diluted out from competing morbidities.
I personally feel like we've gotten more sensitized to competing causes of mortality, particularly because of so many people are using programs like the adjuvant online model, which take that into consideration. And yet you still see people very, very focused on the issue of overall survival in adjuvant trials. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've always been a purist and arguing that there are only two real outcome measures in medicine, and that's length of life and quality of life. And I'm on record as saying all other outcome measures are surrogates for length of life and quality of life. But we have to avoid waiting too long for the length of life outcome and to accept that there are surrogate measures which will translate into length of life with a pretty fair degree of precision. And then you have this issue of your conscience troubling you. How many women will be allowed to die around the world who might be saved whilst we're waiting to accumulate more deaths within our own trial?